and Experience Collection at Pacific Lutheran University. The day today is April 6th, 1979. The interview is taking place in Tacoma and is being conducted by Janet Rasmussen and Helen Tangestock. What is your full name, please?
You mean all kinds of things?
No.
Oh,
yeah.
Everything. Your whole name.
Oh, Hildur Anna Maria Larsen.
Hildur Anna Maria.
Hildur. Hildur Anna Maria Larsen.
And when were you born?
I was born the 12th of February, 1896.
And where were you born?
In Dalsland, Sweden.
Can you spell that for us? Ed's?
Ed, like it.
Oh,
like
Ed.
Ed's Dahl.
Dalsland.
Dalsland.
Yeah.
And where is that? What is that near?
That's close to the Norwegian border.
Yes. South? South? Towards the
south?
South.
Oh.
Do you remember what were your parents' names?
Yeah. My mother's name was Matilda Brentusdotter. And my father's name was Johan August Magnusson.
Oh.
Magnusson.
Mm-hmm.
That two S's.
And what was his occupation?
Farmer.
He was a farmer. You had your own farm?
After a while.
Oh, you could work up your own farm. And your mother worked with him on the farm? No.
She wasn't so very sure. She had children. And she was reading and everything in the house.
Oh, yes.
Did you weave your material for your clothes?
Oh, yeah.
Everything?
Yeah. And some sort, I guess.
Oh.
We raised our own
flax?
Yeah.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Did you learn to spin, too?
Yes. I'm a good little bit. But I remember the flax were blue. You see it. And they bought it. They was farming. They bought it. Flax. They got to be thread.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was woven into cloth. We made sheets and pillowcases. All that.
Oh.
That's a lot of work. Takes a lot of time to go through all of that process.
I still have some of the hair when I come to America. I get,
really?
It never wore out, did it?
Oh, yeah, it wore out. No, this was thread.
Mm-hmm.
How many children in the family?
We had four.
Four.
We had five, but my little sister died 2 hours after Mama.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember, what are the names of your brothers and sisters?
My older sister's name was Hedvig Christina.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Tell us all the names.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's interesting to know.
And my brother's name was Hilmer Mauritz.
Hilmer Mauritz?
Mm-hmm.
Like it sounds almost like Morris.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And Hildur Anna Maria Larsen.
Right. That's you.
Johans. And my younger sister's name was Hilda Olivia. And the sister who died, her name was Helga Signe Elisabeth.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They're all the three names.
No, only Helga and me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember your grandparents?
Oh, yeah. My grandmother, the one, lived at home.
All her life?
All as long as I know her,
mm-hmm.
After he married her. So, she had a little house, and my younger sister stayed with her and went to school. And Parmer, as her girl was called, she died in 1912, or 13, I'm not sure about that.
Your youngest sister?
No, my father, my grandmother died.
Your grandmother.
Yeah.
Right.
And my younger sister and my brother was with her when she died. I wasn't there. I wasn't there in love by then.
What did your grandparents do? Were they farmers?
Oh, yeah. My grandmother, I don't know if you know, yeah. Mm-hmm. My mother's father and his wife, he got married second time. He had a really big farm. Lots of trees and fruit and corn to go to because there was apples.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And he lived advice from our place, from us. We come often and we went to them.
Mm-hmm.
We were in his house when the earthquake in 1906. You could feel it. I remember where I stood. I grabbed hand or hold or something.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't very old.
No.
And our church, it's Kirke. Crack, right over altar.
Oh my.
Yeah. It was there to see as long as I had a man.
Yeah. They did repair it.
No, I don't think so. We might have done it now.
Mm-hmm. Let's go back to your farmwood.
I wonder.
No. This is fine. No. We didn't quite get what your farfar. I did. Your father's father. Did he?
I don't know.
You don't know.
Long before he died, and I know that my farmer's wife was a widow when the children were small. She had four children. She raised.
She raised them by herself.
Yeah. Okay. So two daughters and two sons. One son died, and there was my father.
And you admired her a great deal. You showed us her portrait.
Oh, yes. I love her.
Yes.
For the best.
Mm-hmm. She helped your family all through life.
It was like that. Family by family. We helped each other.
Yes. Asked here, do you know your family's name, the original and the changed?
Well, about your family name, we were thinking going back. Mm-hmm. Now, your father's name
was Magnus.
Magnusson.
Yeah.
So
his father's name was Magnus.
Oh, his name was Magnus.
Yeah, that's the way he's
Sweden.
Oh,
Magnus.
Yeah.
And your name was Magnusson
no,
until you married.
My name was Johansson. That's my father's first name.
Oh, I see.
That's the way he's Sweden.
Oh.
Right. But now, your mother, she was called Dotter.
Yeah.
She was someone.
She was old fashioned, like in. Icelandic kingdom.
Yes. But by the time your generation, you changed, you called yourself after your father.
Johansson.
Yeah, Johansson.
What were your brother's names? Johansson also.
Oh, yeah.
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 He never met.
No, but I mean their last name.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. I mean it's a first name.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. So your brother and your sister, they stayed in Scandinavia.
In Sweden.
Yeah.
And they're still with. They lived their entire life. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. When did you come to the United States? What year?
1927.
And did you come by yourself?
All by myself.
Oh.
I come from Stockholm.
You came from Stockholm.
Uh-huh.
And was it a large ship?
Oh, yeah. It was the Longafjord.
Oh,
yes.
That's a well-known name.
I think this one was so old, I don't think they went more trips after that. I'm not sure.
Where did you come to the United States? What the city?
Oh, to New York.
To New York.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and was the ship crowded?
Yeah. I was up on deck most of the time. I was seasick.
You were seasick, yeah.
Not the whole time.
Oh, almost.
Most of it?
I went down in the airport as I could.
No. Oh, that's too bad.
Oh, well, it isn't so bad.
You didn't have to. Did they serve you food, or how did they feed you on the boat?
Well, they set the table.
Oh, they did.
Oh, sure, yeah, good food.
How long did it take?
Now, that I can tell you exactly because I have the log.
Oh, you've kept it.
Yeah, I just got the short figure.
Fine, bring that out.
said, I'm a jury. You're sure the medal? Give it, he said.
No. Don't
I
give it.
I want to give it to you, I said.
No, no.
Yeah.
Yes. That's in Norwegian. It says SS Stavangerfjord, utdrag av loggbok, reise nummer 78, eller 78. Fra Oslo via Stavanger, Bergen og Halifax til New York, 1927. Og skipet gikk 13. september og ankom New York den 22. september.
Then the same weather.
With me, Dogger, or sex steamer.
Yeah. Oh. The one on the boat, there was American citizen, they couldn't go. The boat the same day, but the rest of us, we had to wait the next day.
You had to wait until the next day.
And we went to this.
Ellis Island?
No.
No? Mm-hmm. Why, how did they just let you come right in?
Yeah.
With no problem.
No, it was a problem. We asked the same question, but yes, in Svensk, of course, a lot in Stockholm, they'd asked me many things and say who I was going to. Did I go to?
No!
Who I was going to. What family I was going to go to in America. Mm-hmm. I don't know anybody else. Mm-hmm. I said I'm going to go to my testament. You know what testament is?
Your fiancé?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And get married. Snälla fröken. Ni kan säga att ni ska gå till en manlig vän, men ni får inte lov att säga. Ni kan gå till en manlig vän, men ni får inte lov att säga. Ni kan säga that you're going to go to your boyfriend.
Why, they thought that was, you could only go if you'd been married already or something?
I should have a family.
You should have a family,
oh.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
right.
Well, then the yes, question, if he had jumped the ship someplace, and something,
oh, yeah.
Oh, no, I said, then from Göteborg, you said, no, I said, from Oslo. And maybe it was from Bergen. So no, I had to box, so I didn't say any difference on board when they asked me. See.
Oh yes.
Oh.
You wanted to say exactly the same thing to the customs people.
Right.
Because they told me in the dining room, they said, oh, you won't let me go. You want to be come on to New York and pick me up. Right? So be it. Can I just go back? No, I had a friend on board, a lady in Brooklyn. She had been home on visiting, you know, and she said, you can stay with me, she said, till he come again. But there wasn't here, she said, I got on the train. Mm-hmm.
You were mentioning when we were having coffee that you had to watch to be sure that everything you brought over, that things like silver that had value, had your name on it.
Yeah.
Can you go back over that and explain that?
Well, there was that if you have silver and any valuable thing, you had to pay duty.
Unless?
Yeah, unless you had a monogram.
Oh.
So that was a part of your preparation for
yeah.
the trip, was to go and get
yeah,
that taken care of.
Yeah. I don't have it. Mm-hmm. I didn't have a house or anything. But there was this thing you had to watch for many things.
What else?
Passport, fit right, and everything like that. And when we come on the train, there was a traveler's aid.
Traveler's aid?
Traveler's aid, sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
He was supposed to know some Scandinavian, and he was watching us for, you know, what kind of kidnapper.
Oh, yes.
lots of girls there.
Oh, yes, pretty girls.
Oh, somebody were really pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody were real dumb to even out in the city. Yeah,
oh.
Maybe they. There was once she was a pretty picture, and she said, she was, oh, I said, you shouldn't do that. But I was older, I wasn't young. And she was lucky to come back. So
yeah, but mm-hmm. still.
But you saw. You know, the big, like in Chicago, and then,
mm-hmm.
Did you know anybody in Norway besides that woman from Brooklyn before you came over? I mean, in Sweden.
I don't know her either. We just had the same cabin.
Oh, you just had the same cabin. But in Sweden, you didn't. Did you know anybody?
I hadn't seen anybody
from the United States. So you went over without, except what people had told you.
Now the stuff.
I was 31 years old, and I took the cabin myself.
Sure. Now the Stavanger fjord left from Oslo. How did you get from Stockholm to Oslo?
Yeah, this is a story. This is, I had my sister in Stockholm because, and I had family in that, in Dalsland, I want to go say goodbye to. And from there the train to Oslo. And Fredrikstad, my brother. On the train. And in Oslo I had two aunts, my father's two sisters. One of them that I had been staying with for 8.5 years. When I was younger, I took care of her in days. She wasn't there. She had arthritis.
Oh, yes.
So, and the other one, my other aunt, it was her sister. She had lived in New York for 19 years. I come home.
Oh.
Come home to take care of her sister in Oslo after I left. So we were both there when I was leaving. So I stayed with them a few days and then went on the boat from Oslo. Okay. How come I am Norwegian? And being my husband was Norwegian, he sent my ticket to the Norwegian.
Maybe we should go back before we get into the whole story of America. I would like to know what you were doing in Oslo. You were taking care of your aunt. Did you work while you were there too?
Sure, I worked with her.
You worked with her?
Head of the house.
Did you meet your husband there too then?
I met him in Oslo. Yeah.
How did you meet him? Tell us about
that. Yeah, that's everything. I was with my sister and a friend. We were sitting in outdoors cafe. I listened to some music and had some ice cream and a good time. It was a summer evening. And then become somebody I wanted to share the table with. This is we haven't room for that now. We get real big. Then there come three others. There was men, three other men. And a friend of mine, she said, oh, I know them. She said, I went to school with one of the other, so she didn't know them. She was from the same as my husband. She knew his brother. So she introduced us, assured there was plenty room for three.
Uh-huh.
How we met.
What year was that? Do you remember the year?
1922. You can tell me very well.
I think we're fine. I think we're fine. I just want to be sure so you don't have to strain your voice. We'll put it a little closer.
Get rusty.
Yeah.
Well, we met in Oslo when I was with my aunt. And there was he went to the business school in Oslo. And there was the last month of in school when we met. And then you have to go home to Stranda.
To Stranda?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he was looking for work, but it wasn't easy to find. So he stayed 1 year at home with his brother and helped him build the house. And he wrote to each other. And the next year he came to Oslo to look for work and also for my vacation. Mm-hmm. So he stayed there for 2 weeks and then after that, we stay other weeks and then with my aunt. She said, you can have the little room there.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't get any work. She went home. And I said, I will go to America. I'll go ahead. I said, you go. Mm-hmm. I didn't think he meant it. So
would you have said it if you thought he meant it?
I don't. Well, they won't help him.
No.
And so the next year, there was, it was on his way to America. Oh.
He didn't leave from Oslo then?
He left from Bergen, I believe.
From Bergen.
Yeah. I didn't see him. They saw me in Seattle 4 years later.
But he wrote to you all the time.
Oh, he wrote to that.
Do you remember what boat he went over on?
No, I don't. But there was still on the
floor. No, no.
I don't know. He probably had written it down because he was straight on the way down. I haven't read it.
Mm-hmm. How did you feel on the day you left?
Sad.
Sad?
Oh, of course. My aunt and my older sister, she went with me. My older sister went with me to Oslo and stayed with my two aunts. And this aunt that had been living here in America, she and my older sister, they stole and married to me. And I went back, and there I was.
Yeah, there you were.
Yeah, I've been saying goodbye all along from Stockholm up to Oslo.
But that was the moment when you were really on your way. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember in the morning, my aunt woke me up. Coffee was saying, have you heard it? And said that I had to get up. Oh, I felt like, not by all.
Mm-hmm.
And the traveler, he took us out on the station. There was a train. Well, sometimes you had to wait several hours for an other train or something. And so yes, do you want to go outside and see if you can find anybody from Norway? She said, but there's somebody that's been there for 4 years, she said. You just meet him, she said, and let him help you. Yeah, I said, okay. So there was a young man that had been in America 4 years. He took me to the restaurant and I paid for myself and he said it was anything else. Yeah, I said, I want some sandwich made up for the. There were some friends on the train. She had so many children she couldn't leave. But she was going to look after my thing and I would get them. And then I said, I like some fruit for myself and some postcard and some stamps. It was all I said in Norwegian and I got it all.
And this is in New York when you got off the boat. No,
it was in St. Paul or one of those places.
Oh, so you first, when you got on the first train out of New York, was that the same day you just got off the boat and went right to the train?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't stay over in New York?
No.
How long did you stay in St. Paul?
Well, it was 7 hours.
Oh, 7 hours.
So. And after that, he showed up and sent a telegram to my husband, you see, that they were coming to Hokkien a certain day. Mm-hmm. But that day I got up early to get ready because there were so many people. They needed to go to the washroom, some Japanese and their children, the other. And, I got up, I got dressed, and went and got breakfast and looked out through the window. It was in Seattle. And there I saw him walking on.
Oh!
Your husband-to-be?
Yeah. And the other boy and his brothers was on the same train. And these two had come up from Hokkien. Because you know what day this would be in Hokkien, and it was the same day, of course. And this was in the morning.
Well, then did he go from Seattle to Hokkien with you? You saw him in Seattle?
Yeah. Well, you come in to meet me.
Yeah. And then you went to Hokkien.
And you meant, well, no, no.
So, when you're telling about getting up in the morning and getting ready, was this in a boarding house in Seattle? You stayed overnight to get another train?
No, I didn't
stay in. This was on the train?
It was on the train. No, I never get up the train. But the time of week was meeting up.
Everywhere? Yeah.
Even there.
Oh, in Seattle.
Because when I saw him, I ran out of the train. Of course.
Sure.
And the porter, he come after me to see what happened.
Oh, yes.
There was a tall black negro, and I haven't seen many negros.
No.
I had a brown suit, and I lost a button. when I hop on the train. I took time to pick up the button before I went on it. Then we come in the train. The other boy come in the train to meet his brother.
And then you all went down on the train to Hopewell.
Yeah.
And you got married?
The driver said, come in, and say that you have to let them know in 24 hours, I think it was.
Know what?
That you're married.
Oh,
really?
Oh.
It had to go that quick.
They had to go quick.
But wasn't there, like, you had to wait a few days after you applied for your marriage license? There wasn't that such a thing?
It was just a day.
You only had to wait?
Yeah.
Oh.
I went to Swedish pastor in Aberdeen.
Mm-hmm. And you got your license right away.
And he performed the ceremony
mm-hmm.
in Swedish.
In Swedish. And I cried.
Yeah, well.
What day is that now? That's must be in September.
September 1927. 30th of September.
The 30th of September.
Yeah.
1927.
Yeah.
So you have had your 50th,
golden wedding.
Your golden wedding.
Well, is
it 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
That is in Edgar's house.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'm ready. Oh, yeah. That Swedish pastor's daughter. She played organ and at the wedding. And we had coffee after.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we had some witness that they didn't know from before I come back. And this girl, the daughter of the pastor, her fiancé lived in Stockholm, and she was going there to marry him. Isn't that funny?
Isn't that
funny?
Yes.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. She did go there
yeah.
and marry him. Did she
mm-hmm.
live in Stockholm there?
I guess so.
Well, they
I
didn't go
so.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But after that, she went out to have dinner.
Do you remember the name of the pastor?
Helene.
Helene.
Yeah.
Could your husband speak English by then, couldn't he?
Oh, yeah.
No problem.
No, so, you know, the first year lived up in the woods, and most of it were not even. But he couldn't get along. And he had a brother in Hockney, and he had a house, and he lived there for a while, and then other places, there was hard times, because of the heart of the poor.
So you're talking about after the Depression then, aren't you?
Yeah.
Because, see, the Depression was started, see, it was 1929 that
yeah.
the stock market fell.
But, you know, when you don't know the language, well, he worked in a sawmill down there for a while. And Judith was born in Hockney.
What year was that then?
1930. We come up to Tacoma in 1933, New Year's Eve.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And there was flood down in Hockney. So bad. So the waves come all the way up to the house. And motorboats in the street. And this is true. You didn't even remember.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't stay here, so there we go.
Must have been terrible tides that year.
It was that we lived close to the river beside.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And the water pushed up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So there was some coming rolling to the sea. We were so right, and we fastened the boat on top of the fence.
Mm. Oh, my.
That's true.
Mm. Oh, my. I'm sure it is. How did you get up here then? Did you come by boat part of the way to Tacoma?
No.
You took a train?
Oh, we took the, somebody drive us off there, and we left the furnace and must have done it.
So you had to start all over again?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where
yeah.
did you live in Tacoma, here?
No, here we have been living for 11 years. No, we lived all over. It's a long story. We lived, on Ainsworth first, because my husband had a cousin across the street, as you know, the apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, we lived in a little house, the Red was born.
Mm-hmm.
1935. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was all the kingdom.
Yeah. How did you get along with the English language? Did you, you had to go out and shop, did you? And,
You pointed.
Look around the see from then round it, make fun of you.
Do you have Swedish friends then, or Norwegian
in
friends?
In there was many Norwegian and Swede. And some, they called themselves Swedish Finn, but they never heard of before. Down there was stores, all kinds of Swedish. Drugstore, clothes store, grocery store.
So there was no problem, you just there, like you were living...
There was problem, but there wasn't anything you could get over.
Uh-huh.
And in the dinner store, there were no ladies. She wasn't, well, I guess she was not living in some way. I have close written from Sweden. I have my wedding dress from Stockholm.
Did you have a, what kind of a wedding dress did you have?
I had a plain black with white silk from pleated. It was beautiful. I bought in the store where Greta Garbo used to work.
In
not, she don't give it up. But there was in those days.
Oh.
But this store is still there.
What was the name of that? Do you remember?
No.
Hmm.
No, no, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
But there was one of the very known. And I had my coat with me.
Mm-hmm.
He had said, don't, he wrote that, don't take any heavy thing with you because here it never cold. Oh boy. Did I freeze the first winter?
You did?
Of course, I have a tin coat only. I left
oh.
my good coat at home, whatever. It was a beautiful coat button stuff from the Nordic company, very modern.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did they mail your clothes to you
no,
later?
I
no, you never asked
for them. I
did.
What did you bring for baggage along? Did you have a big trunk and
yeah,
everything?
Yeah, I still have it.
You
yeah.
still have it?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
I bought it in Oslo and then I made it to Stockholm and then I did it. Across the Atlantic and across the continent. Us from Hockham on that
picture.
Mm. Nice to have. Not so nice, but didn't get old.
Hmm.
What did you think was exciting or difficult when you got over here for you? Was it difficult when you moved back down to Hockham to live there?
Yeah, but not too. Mostly there wasn't much rain. The rain for 8 weeks, I think, after I come.
Oh, well, you came right at the beginning of winter, though, too.
No,
so.
In September.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
In the fall. Did you like Hockham as a city?
No.
No, I didn't. It's too much rain.
I like Tacoma.
You like Tacoma?
Sure. Come down and brother, go walk and look in nice windows again, like in Oslo and stuff.
Oh, you, in other words, you like a city, a larger city?
I like
city.
A city, the city.
Oh. Have you taken trips to Seattle then? To shop and
I had friends.
Mm-hmm.
Friends from Sweden to come and visit me often. They lived. They had been playing with all their life in this home. She
oh.
lived in Seattle. She knew that I was coming over. She came to Hockham and visit with a few girls. She and dad know what was about.
What was her name?
Mrs. Otterberg.
Mrs. Otterberg.
Yeah. Her daughter, Maria, she lived in Olympia now. We call each other sometimes, write each other, and she come up for some time. And the other daughter lived in still in Seattle.
How did you get back and forth between Seattle and Tacoma? Did you take a bus or
took
a train
bus.
Or a boat?
A bus.
Bus.
We took train once, I guess, when Edgar was here, because he had never been on a train. He said that he should do it on Judy, because of Judy, well, Judy and I went alone, we went with my husband, and we can go. And Edgar and Judy and I went and stayed with his friend.
Yeah.
Sometimes we were at Christmas, sometimes they come to us. Mm-hmm. So,
yes, that is. Well, that was important because all of your family was back in Sweden. And
she was the closest to them, and then they talked to her sisters, and the rest of the she had to them. That's good to do, so dresses.
Yes.
What year did your husband become an American citizen? Or approximately
when,
what time?
41, 42, maybe.
Oh, he became an American citizen then. Mm-hmm.
Because he worked up in the woods until 39 in the fall. And then they had to stay up there.
Where did he work in the woods? Did he work like out at Roy or up at Gatonville or where did he work?
He worked. Yeah, yes.
That's okay. Yeah, that's all right.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought you, you know.
Yeah, I should know that. Certainly.
Well, I know. Unless the person uses it all the time, it's hard to remember, I think.
Mm-hmm. You were telling us before that you never became a citizen.
Just because I didn't plan to stay here even then. And then I planned to go learn English before. And I have plans to do that together with a friend there in Tacoma, Mrs. Bjerkesen. She is not dead, but we two are going to go to the classes for years and leave.
Up where?
Jason Lee School.
Jason Lee
School.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that thing happened, Edgar came, so I was taken up with him.
That would be in 35 when he was born.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't have time to?
No, I had other things to think about.
So you didn't go to school for English?
She went.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure she went because she took care of the Norwegian paper of today, Westinghouse, if you remember that.
Well, it's still, isn't that the one in Seattle now?
Oh, it's still there, maybe.
You
know,
uh-huh.
Her husband had that.
Oh.
And after he died, then she took over.
So she really was the editor of that newspaper?
Yeah, she was.
Did you ever get involved in that activities of those of that newspaper?
I sent in some poems.
You
did?
Mm-hmm.
So I had free paper for many years.
Do you still get it?
No.
Are you interested in it? Or?
No, I don't write poetry anymore today.
Well, you'll have to share some of your poetry with us.
Well, you'd be here all afternoon.
Did you write it in Norwegian or
English? Swedish. I make up the three in English.
Wouldn't it be nice if you could read one?
That would be very nice. Maybe in a few minutes you could. You still have your poetry. You've kept it.
I still have it.
Could you read one of them to us?
Sure, you can read it.
Oh,
you finish this.
Okay. Yeah.
I won't get for.
Oh, do you want to rest?
No, I don't think it's any better than rest up all the day.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know if I have to skip something.
Oh, well, we can always come back to various things. So, we're going to switch the tape over in a minute, I think. But did you learn a lot about America from your aunt who had been in this country? Did she tell you things about life here?
No, I didn't talk so much with them. I was in Stockholm by that time.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing was when I come there to say goodbye. And then was my sister with me, and then was my other aunt, and then her. And she just, no, she didn't tell me. She just thought I could take care of myself.
Yes. Oh, sure. Well,
yeah.
She knew that you were mature. You weren't like a young girl.
No,
you had there. You knew that what to.
That was what they always had in mind. You had to. But when I was before I went to my aunt in Oslo, just about was. Then I worked 2 years in the hospital.
Oh.
I was going to be a nurse, but I was too young to start. I was going to go in Sweden, a place in Stockholm, this was already room for me. Then I get 21. Well, when I was 21, I changed my mind. I was with my aunt. And, but I worked in the hospital, I worked for 2 years. Dip the patients, now you slow it.
Which hospital was that?
That was a small hospital, a community, they called it Ebenezer, that was in Fredrikshavn, but they now called Holden. And there was his sister Sophie, the headmaster. We called his sister.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They dressed like nuns almost.
Was this the deaconess? Were they deaconesses?
Deaconesses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the headmaster, Sister Sophie, in her room, there was a picture of that in his cap and gown.
In his yes.
Oh, so I asked her, what can I think there was? Well, there was her nephew from Brooklyn.
From Brooklyn?
Yeah. So I found there. And then in a while, when I told her that I was going to Miami, that I have an aunt there, so I said, she wants me to come. In fact, she wanted me to come when I was 12, when I was 16, and when I was 21. She wanted me
to
me
Brooklyn.
To come.
To Brooklyn?
To Brooklyn. But she was a widow, and I guess there wasn't use of Brooklyn to take me in. So I didn't go, and I don't want to. But then Sister Sophie said, she had been in my sister's house once, you know, for a housewarming and for a party.
In Brooklyn?
Yeah. Can you believe it?
Oh.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, isn't that something?
What a coincidence.
Yeah.
What was your aunt's name? The one that was in Brooklyn?
Mrs. Her husband name was Martin Lauritsen. Lauritsen.
Lauritsen. Martin Lauritsen, and this was his wife.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And her name was Maria.
Maria.
And so Sister Sophia, had she served for a while as a nurse in Brooklyn, or
no.
She just visited?
Her sister. Her sister lived in Brooklyn, and my aunt had been to the kind of neighborly party.
I see.
Housewarming, elderly, showers. But still the world was small.
The world was small even that time,
yeah.
Wasn't it? Mm-hmm.
When did you decide or realize that you weren't going to go back to Sweden? Norway.
Mm-hmm. Then Judy started school and I got made his appearance and didn't have money enough.
When she started school then you decided that you were going to stay in the United States.
I didn't decide anything, I just let it happen. You find out by and by that things don't go the way you think.
No, that's right. Well, she started school then that helped you with English too, didn't it? Because she would start speaking.
Maybe we should ask you a couple more specific questions about bringing up your children and the language, because you were telling before that you and your husband spoke Norwegian together, and that meant that your children heard that as the first language in the home.
Yeah. And you just spoke it very well. Not so good. So hard for them to come to school, because. But she did very nice teachers. Miss Ring. Miss Ring.
Sounded Scandinavian. Was she Scandinavian or Norwegian?
No.
No. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what school she started at?
Where did she start?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she started in Stanley School.
In where?
Stanley? Yeah, I haven't.
Oh.
But then we moved off. More in this neighborhood. So then she went to Jefferson School.
Mm-hmm.
But there's the Edgar Stott School in Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
You know, over Helen Stevenson.
Helen Stevenson?
No, over by Stevenson.
Over by Stevenson.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And do you know Jefferson School over here on Stevenson Street?
I don't.
Well,
no.
They're close to the church.
No, I live in South
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
did you belong to a Swedish church, and did you go to a congregation where the services were in Swedish?
No, we belonged to the Norwegian church.
The Norwegian church.
Which one?
We start at Church Emmanuel Church, the Open Stevens Street too.
Emmanuel.
Yeah. And then Our Savior's Lutheran Church. Maybe you remember that.
No.
What's
here? On G? No. See, I live the other end of town.
Oh. So, we moved on. Oh, yeah, we moved on to 16th Street. We got the house there. It was better and close to the work and close to the bus. Work for my husband.
He wasn't working in the...
He was working in...
You maybe remember.
No,
that's all right.
General Hardwood, you heard of.
Was it a hardware store, like, or
no,
was it
hardwood.
A hardwood?
Yeah.
General Hardwood.
Mm-hmm. There he worked several years. There was the list of
yeah.
Mm-hmm. There he worked many years. And they lived on 16th Street, close to K Street.
Oh.
And
mm-hmm.
They were close to Our Savior's Church.
Oh.
But they were really there. Head church, the Emmanuel, at their time, they had the same pastor.
Mm-hmm.
So the children started Sunday school there in Our Savior's Church, so there they belongs. And then we sold the church finally, and transferred to Central Lutheran.
To Central Lutheran.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
That's down by
through
stadium.
The radar.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, Pastor Radel, his father, he was the pastor in Our Savior's Lutheran Church. So I have known Pastor Luther Radel and his sisters from he was in college.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And he comes to us olden day. He has his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And we also got a telegram from the president and his wife.
Oh!
Sent to the house.
That would be Parker, wouldn't it?
Huh?
Was that Parker?
Yeah.
President Carter.
They're coming in their house and they say they turn out this White House.
Oh.
The White House.
Oh.
Well, that was exciting, wasn't it?
I was took in the mail, they come ashore to know. They were bad years and they did. That year.
Oh.
It was a big.
Did you belong to any clubs or any
Scandinavian? Well, my husband belongs to Sons of Norway.
Was that on K Street?
Yeah. He belongs to Norway too. So I yearn to, but I do go very often because I've been trying to teach it.
Oh, you mean you stayed with the children?
Yeah, I went sometimes. Then I went over there.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't went to the women's group?
No. Mm-hmm. I belong to ladies, eh?
In the church?
No, in the other church.
Oh.
Three church.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Of course, I can't say. It was called, I didn't know. I'm not the young.
Yeah.
But did you speak Scandinavian when you lived on K Street a lot? Because
yeah.
A fair amount.
Yeah.
With the friends.
Oh, yeah. But I started to try to learn.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to learn, so I didn't read. And just from Sweden to read in books and magazines.
How did you learn English?
From reading.
That's hard, isn't it?
Reading children's book, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
Reading aloud to the children.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And then when they started school helping them with their schoolwork, perhaps
I
you got involved?
Maybe my husband helped them some, but I didn't.
You didn't.
No, I didn't have that. I learned to read. I come a salesman to the house, want to send me magazines. Even reading, I could say that first. What do you expect to learn something if you don't try? So I got so angry, I started to learn. I started to read.
You did.
Then
you could read the newspaper pretty soon.
The newspaper? Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I read it.
Mm-hmm. We We saw that you still now are getting a magazine from Sweden after all these years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was Svenska Journalen.
Yeah. Even though it's in Stockholm. Kind of Christian background, but det känns, det låter det som läkarmission, if you know what I mean. Det taken over, and be taken so much wonderful to send to other country.
You never went back to Sweden for a visit.
No. Mm-hmm. No, not me, not my husband.
But your children had gone.
Yes, they had gotten better.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you did tell them. She did someday.
But they took their children with them when they went.
Oh, yeah.
That was fun for the children, wasn't it? Did they learn to speak Swedish while they were there?
No.
They didn't.
Just they get on. They visited in Norway, my husband's family, but yeah. Visited friends in Stockholm, I believe. And then we had all her family up in Jämtland.
Mm-hmm.
And they stayed quite a long time because she had more family than I had.
Right.
And then we visited my family in Dalsland.
Now we should say, just for the sake of the tape here, that Betty is Edgar's wife, and she has a Swedish background.
All Swedish. Both her parents are Swedish.
And she spoke Swedish.
Oh, yeah. And we speak Swedish between
you.
Lots of
Oh, that's nice.
How do you say that? I said, maybe say to you sometimes. What that means.
We don't want to take too much more of your time, but I would like you to tell us a bit about how you celebrate Christmas, if you keep some of the customs from...
When the children grew up, did you have Swedish or Norwegian food
for
Christmas?
Oh, yeah. Sure. Not make a meal.
Did you have a Yule Nissen in the...
Yule Nissen?
Did
no.
You? No.
There wasn't much of it in Sweden when I was there.
Oh.
We get something, you know, where we got it from, and we say, thank you, and we got it. But we had Yule tree.
Uh-huh.
I remember the first Yule tree in my home. They were standing on the chest of drawers because she children should take stairs.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very pretty, I can still remember. Later on, we got the big tree.
How did you light it in the old days? Did you put lights on it at any time?
Oh, yeah, live in the news.
You did?
Yeah.
Candles?
Yeah.
Wasn't it dangerous? Or?
The option. I had my first Christmas tree in Hockey. I had a small one too. But I had just some white cotton, some silver, tinsel, I guess, and candles.
Mm-hmm.
And in the top, I had a three silk flag, one Norwegian, one Swedish, and one English. And I had a flag in not many years ago when my grandson, Judy's boy, was little. He used to play with them and put on his boots. You know what it means to.
Mm-hmm.
You're proud of your flags in Norway and Sweden, aren't you?
Oh, there.
Yeah.
And I got both at the table, the captain's night, because they could make up their mind if I was Swedish or not. So he gave me both.
He gave you both.
Did you get to keep the flag?
Oh, of course. You got some other things too, some ribbon and some. Pants.
Oh, yes.
But they're giving it away.
Mm-hmm.
The ribbons, they say, still on the few. The food, there was to get goat cheese done in Hockum, the first Christmas I remember, and get rid of the fish.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I got sick, but maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
But I went to place, but she was not public about she stayed, but it seems that she knew what I wanted to say.
But you never made those things yourself?
Yeah, later on, when I got things straightened out and the auditions and stuff like that.
Made silk?
Yeah, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
Roller pins, I know.
Mm-hmm.
You should know what it is.
Yeah, and did you usually have lutefisk for Christmas Eve dinner then? Is that what you had?
Yeah, we had it.
You what?
I don't much care for lutefisk, but then we that.
Yeah. What did you have for dessert? Did you have some kind of gröt, riesen?
Oh, yeah, there's a riesen and gröt.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is the Canadian.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And with a little almond in it, hidden, did you do that, custom?
No.
No.
Did you have a... Is it Kranse cake that one of those?
No, that's not big.
That's no way
to give to this.
Right.
I saw it many times in the show and all that, but then he had it for the cookbook. She had it for other parties.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. She is for our tradition, but yes, very good.
Well, that's
very
wonderful.
Good at parties.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, she is a good parties. She is good at parties.
You know, one thing that, we think about when we think back and to what it was like, particularly with you down in Hoquiam and in the first days when you were there, is things like medical care and how different it was, for example, to have a baby in those days when your first child was born. Did you have your baby at home?
Yeah.
Who did someone help you? Did you have a midwife or a doctor come in? Or
I had a doctor.
You had a doctor.
For both children?
Yeah. Yeah, but it was doctor.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
The doctor I had, he was not very good, he was very good.
That's what's good.
And then I had a friend who was going to stay with me, she was not looking. And then I had another friend come and it happened. And she and her husband, they were God parents for Judy.
Mm-hmm.
And the pastor that baptized her in Hoquiam. His name was Pastor Uwe.
Uwe.
Uwe, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I think we've covered an awful lot here. I would like you to find one of your poems and have you read it for us. Would you do that? Or maybe several, one in Swedish and one maybe in English, or if you have something. Could you do that?
Sure.
Yeah. Well, here we have a whole album filled with poems. It's just beautiful. It's all been put together.
Can you put it on now?
Yes, that's fine. We just talked. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I made this little bit of the lady.
August 1956.
Yeah. Well, probably not. Sometime I wrote the head of it, and sometime I wrote the left. I don't think I need to read.
Well, you read.
Oh, yeah. Love can come gently, love can come bold. It awakens the young and gives peace to the old. Love comes at springtime, playing, singing. Summer's fulfillment, wedding bells ring. Love in his hearing, a gift new each day. Enjoy the new sorrow on life's long mistake.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's a very nice sentiment. A very nice sentiment.
Oh, that's for you, this confirmation. This is not written.
Well, it would be nice to have you read something in Norwegian
and
in Swedish.
May 1945. Yeah. Yes, you. May the hand of the bear, share the heavy beast. The world of singing upon it, not only med fold of the hand, the moder, the activist, at having been duty, the swift, at best the way in the film, now we have some day. At having been duty, there's something wrong with it. It was like another. We were the reluctant, and it's a lake, so that it becomes a defunctory shape. For this is a thing in the third of the say, you give him the young unrelieved out of the
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Det tror jeg, at jeg skal komme til at sige, at det er det. For good, for God today, you bow your head. In Jesus' name you pray that he will give the strength to me to walk his blessed way. God's word shall lead you in his life. God's word will fill your soul. In every battle, then be fight, let victory be your goal. Stay close to God, his help you succeed. You be frightened or alone. He gives you strength, then you are weak, he comes to you for his own. God's house, the church, is heaven's gate, where you his praise shall sing. You grow in grace and hope in faith, as Jesus is your King.
Maybe you can find one final one for us to do on the tape in Swedish, so we can hear your Swedish.
Yes, I can. Yes, my dear. Oh, this one. I like to. It's too much. This is the hospital.
Yeah.
Have you got the tip?
That's fine. You're not worried about that. You can just go.
Löven och faller med sakta bröst till höstens tiden kommer. I mötet med jorden i stillhet förenas till nästa sommar. Löven och skiften i farv och glöd. Vi skönner det röra vårt hjärta, rödmen, munnen, vidner om död, förgängligt tyrande smärta. Lövene faller i år som i fjol, och sommarnas drömmen och slömmet, höstvinden synner sitt muntraste kon, för akten och slaget är vunnet. Faller med löv, vi leker så vilt, när stormen för allvar kan fatt, nu fler blir ribbet. Allt är så stilt, det är mörknet och snart är det natt.
And what is the date on that poem?
37.
1937.
October 1937.
Yes, because it's a fall poem.
Yeah.
Oh, here's a poem about Sweden or one about...
This is my husband's brother when he died. I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
He was really been healthy.
Yeah.
And I'm not very good.
No.
My bed isn't very good.
Let's find one in Swedish now, if you can. You said you had a favorite one in Swedish. Which one did you
think? Yes, I have. There is one in English. It's written in spring. When I was at my bus, looked up some chestnut trees. In spring, the chestnuts, tree in bloom, and a full of power deep. Light candles, the sun is bright, they need more light. That evening come and sun go down, the darkness cannot hide it. I had it then.
In July?
It was published, wasn't it, in the Tacoma News Tribune,
yeah.
July 23rd, 1955, in the weekly column of First Publication Earth.
Oh.
Wow, isn't that
good.
Something?
That's a little moment for a trip.
Yeah, and you mentioned to us that you had some of your poems published in Western Viking, too. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes. We sometimes ask for you. So. Bless you, definitely. I very fond of it. There was somebody else, the best Viking, here in Tacoma, and I think for Larry. No, there was Jackson. And he said, Maybe I could afford it for Father's Day. Yeah, you can.
Mm-hmm.
I think. So I didn't tell my neighbors. But there is in Norwegian.
It's in Norwegian, yeah.
Minfar. Det eier så dyrbare minner fra barndommens sollyse dag. Jeg ønsker jeg kunne få takke min gode og kjærlige far. Min mor er mistet så tidlig, da far ble i noe sted. Han lærte meg bede aftenbønnen og tok meg til kirken med. Jeg husker en nyhans stemme i strenge alvorlige ord. Han ville meg veien lære og vise min plikt her på jord. Far henne var stor og sterke, og hård i slit og brød. Då kunne du stryke så varsomt og trøste et barn i nød. Fars øyne var varme og blide, men nu den blødende slukket. Hans hender i døden fant hvile, og øynene fredfullt nydelig. Ditt minne min far skal leve, det lyser opp veien det går. Rett ofte.
And that was written too in 1937. Yeah. And you know, this reminds me of what you were saying earlier, before we taped, that
yeah.
your mother had died when you were how old?
Six.
When you were six.
Mm-hmm.
So your father really raised you. Was
well, old? But you can't never like that. Never kind of raised you. Just, you know, we lived together, all of us.
All of you, right?
Yeah.
And cared for each other. Yeah.
Yeah.
And your grandmother with them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. And Papa, he died 5 years later.
Oh, so Papa. You only met him.
Yeah. And that was.
Yes.
But that was a Christmas. Come on. Oh, this is going to be a prayer. Some of my Edgar, they're too busy, they're from there looking for this one here.
No, this is that. This is Edgar.
Yeah. Then,
Maybe these are here.
Yeah, this one, they might get it. They're high. No, they're Edgar.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is Edgar's to my son. And this is to Julianne, the goodness. Oh, this is Kai. Love that.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Julia. She had written in school.
Oh, yes, yeah.
She did.
Yeah.
And look at all the drawings on it.
Yeah. And this is Betty. She wrote on the basis.
So everyone in your family writes poetry, perhaps, almost,
yeah.
Don't they?
And this is Mike. It's some writing of his. And he did it. But the one I really wanted to read it, I don't know if it's, I had it the other case, so I know that the more it is.
Do you remember the name of it?
Mm-hmm. The name of it. Oh, sure, that isn't Swedish.
Oh.
It is in the Bible, direct
quote?
Yeah.
Is it one of the Psalms, maybe? Or?
Yeah. No, the
here. Is this it?
Yeah, here's the one.
Oh, good.
You say it. Then heal your baby. Do you understand Swedish?
Mm-hmm.
Then baby not healing some leader till heaven's lost of the land. Then bore of earth not a cater of faith and a soul in the land. The soul that it lets from the vatten. The soul that is stirred out clean. I stormen och mörkaste natten förvandrar den vana sin stig. Och alla som vandrar den vägen ska kalla sig frälsat folk. I enfald och tro så är segern, i Herren är själv deras folk. Och glädje och jubel ska fylla till hjärtan som sorgen blir känd. Och Herren den högsta vi hylla, nu evighetshoppet är tänd. Yes,
yeah. Yeah. 1953. And that comes, it's based on Isaiah, the first chapter, verses 8 to 10.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so very much for spending the time with us and reading.
You know,
that was
wonderful. I think wonderful. She writes poetry in three.
Write poetry in three languages.
That's hard enough in one.
That's quite a linguist.
Oh,
right.
Very good.
See, you can't keep going. Sometimes you can think of something.
Right. Do you have anything else now that you'd like to say as we sort of, anything else you didn't get a chance to say that? All right. Well, sometimes we want to hear all those stories you tell.
Sometimes, like down here, it's about the children that I missed this story about this food that I mentioned. So, I guess someday I'll
be nice if you have a tape recorder of your own.
Oh, yes, perhaps.
Well, then you can use
it sometimes.
Why don't you do that? He would like that.
Yeah. We have to do sometime. I can still cook.
When you can still cook.
You do very well.
You do very well. We thank you again very, very much for being a part of this and being willing to share with us.
Thank you.
Very interesting. Mungatuck.
Mungatuck, yeah.
Take Fiersta.
Yeah, your husband's name was Fiersta.
Yeah.
And that was the name of the farm.
Yeah.
And when he came here, then he took his name.
Ed Larson.
Ed Larson.
Because his brother already had taken Larson.
Yeah. And so his father's name was Lars in Norway.
Yeah.
And you said too earlier that your husband had not, of course, had grown up on a farm, but his older brother had inherited the farm. So,
yeah,
of course, he
could. But another brother, Lars, mm-hmm. I had the right to get his hand, but I could see him writing.
Mm-hmm.
And he was so good at writing, and he was very good. And the Lars was a treasure for 10 years.
In Sons of Norway, he was.
And he was out in the
Well, you are quite an artistic family,
yes,
really.
Yes,
really.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, he made those horses. Oh,
really?
Yeah. Many, many more. If you have one on this one, this is the board of the common, it's a Jewish land, you know.
Oh.
So, Edgar has some of Papa's drawings. This is the winter penning.
Mm-hmm.
And Judy has some. And then also the next year.
And now, of course, he is, you said he was living in Bel Air,
yeah,
in the nursing home. When did he have to go to the nursing home? How long has he been there?
Well, he's been there since 1st of May last year.
1st of May last
mm-hmm.
year.
He had been home all the day at his house, at the baby's house. And he's doing a thing to let him come in there for lunch or something, because he wants to come to Mama's house.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
That's natural.
Yeah, but it's also risky because he doesn't like to go back.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
That's
mm-hmm.
But he had been sick lately, so the doctor called me yesterday morning. Told me he was older. But he was 72.